You're listening to SBS News.
Hosting the APEC summit is a big moment for Papua New Guinea. Now, one of the region's poorest countries hopes playing host to some of the world's most powerful nations and people will leave it a lasting legacy. Four of Papua New Guinea's visitors for the summit, Australia, Japan, New Zealand and the United States, have committed to bringing electricity to 70% of the people of Papua New Guinea by the year 2030. The project will cost over $2 billion. It's no mean feat or small commitment for a country of 8 million people, of whom 40% are said to live a self-sustainable, natural lifestyle with no access to global capital. Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill, is optimistic about the initiative.
Unlike many of our friends in the APEC community, Papua New Guineans continue to live in the dark. And I believe very strongly that with this partnership, we can be able to connect hundreds and thousands of families right across the country for the first time.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia's involvement in the project goes to show Australia's enduring friendship with Papua New Guinea.
It's time to power up PNG right across the country. And this underpins our commitment to being here, having always been here, and we will always be here to support the people of PNG and to see their economic development.
New Zealand's Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, sees the wider availability of electricity as being particularly good for Papua New Guinea's women.
We know, of course, that not only with the assumptions, of course, around the role that women play in the household, but also when they're able to access the tools needed for enterprise, the tools needed to encourage digital transformation, then ultimately they and their families will thrive. But of course, power and electricity sits at the heart of being able to unleash that potential and really, I think, empower women.
US Vice President Mike Pence represented the US President Donald Trump at the APEC summit. He says he hopes the people of Papua New Guinea take this commitment as a sign that nations like the United States care about them and their future.
And I trust the people of Papua New Guinea see it as evidence of a strong commitment of the nations represented here, including the United States of America, to a brighter future for Papua New Guinea.
China, another nation attending, is trying to grow its influence in the South Pacific, particularly through the so-called Belt and Road Initiative. Western initiatives, such as the Papua New Guinea Electrification Partnership, are designed to counter that. The electricity initiative comes on top of Saturday's announcement that Australia and the United States will expand a naval base, known as Lombrum, on the north end of Papua New Guinea on Manus Island. Mr. Morrison acknowledges there's a strategic element to the Australia-United States partnership in this area, but he also insists the base is on Papua New Guinean territory and thus subject to their sovereignty first and foremost.
There are both civil as well as strategic elements to what we're doing. But at the end of the day, this Lombrum is sovereign Papua New Guinea base, and we are there at their invitation, and we will work this project up at their pace and on their leadership.
The differences between the United States and China were so deep at the summit, a final communique was not issued. Media reports suggest officials from China were unhappy at the wording of a final statement and stormed into the offices of Papua New Guinea's foreign minister demanding it be changed. That didn't happen, and so Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was left to explain that a statement would come from the chair of the summit instead.
I don't think it'll come as a huge surprise that there are differing visions on particular elements in regards to trade, and those prevented there from being full consensus on the communique document. That's why there's going to be a chair's consensus.
That leaves many issues unresolved and many APEC member states stuck somewhere in the middle of an increasingly fractious relationship between perhaps the world's two most powerful countries. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.